How many parents apply the candy tax during Halloween? Anyone? Anyone at all? Liz is on the phone and says, as a mom, this is the best thing a parent can do to start teaching their kids to be more financially responsible and just get them up to speed with how the government actually works.
But wild.
Is it necessary to do this to a six-year-old child?
I don't think it's necessary, but no. I get where they're coming from for sure.
Moose and Breezy here. 585-252-9800 is the number. You can call or text. Let's get a girl on the line here. Hi, good morning, Liz.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
It's all about the Halloween tax.
Mm-hmm, the candy tax. Liz, what's the vibe?
Okay, real simple. So when I was growing up, I was raised in a very strict household. My father made me work for everything.
Yeah.
No free handouts. You know, no participation trophies like they are today in those leagues.
The leagues. Okay.
The leagues. Everyone gets a participation trophy. So for some people, it might seem silly to have your kid bring home a bunch of Halloween candy and then make them pay the candy tax.
Right.
But that's the difference between my kids and some of the, you know, my friends' children. And they're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life, you know?
You're teaching this to your kids. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah, I think it's important to know because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old. So they're old enough to understand and they get an allowance. And they know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But they receive only 9. They're owed 12, but they get 9.
You tax their allowance.
God, that's hard up.
This is. Listen, you get taxed on your paycheck.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's their reaction when they're expecting $12 and you hand them 9? What's their reaction to that?
Well, my 7-year-old throws a fit, you know, but whatever, boo-hoo. They have to learn, you know, that's life. And I think it's a good time to learn gently now.
They're going to learn today.
You're going to learn.
Yes, I told him. I'm like, look, you're going to cry when you reach a new tax bracket and you start dishing out even more money.
Shoot, you're going to cry.
Wait, are you going to raise their allowance? Are they going to get a pay raise soon?
Well, not soon, but yes, they'll earn a pay raise and then they'll earn a larger tax bracket and a larger tax deduction. Oh, yeah. So,
especially if they stay in New York. Oh my God.
Especially if they stay in New York. Tell me about it. It says, as much as mine goes up, theirs goes up.
Oh my God.
We have a responsibility. We do. As parents, we have a responsibility to teach our kids about taxes. That's something that's really big and about being financially responsible. And listen, Halloween tax, I think it's a great way to start doing it.
Liz,
it's a little portion of the candy.
Do you make your kids file a tax return, Liz?
Right. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you whatsoever. But at the same time, like, aren't kids just supposed to be kids for the moment they can actually do so?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, they're still getting money as children, right? An allowance. They're still getting candy. I'm not taking that away from them. I'm just teaching them a little bit of a structure. I'm not depriving them of anything.
All right, let's say they get 3 pounds of candy next Thursday night. Mm-hmm. How much of that are you taking? You and your husband?
It's going to be all held, and it's going to be distributed.
Oh.
So they will receive candy. They will receive candy. They won't, you know, I'm not going to give them apples.
Right.
But
you're going to take 1/3 of that candy. For tax purposes,
that's the way it goes, doesn't it?
This is interesting.
Yeah, how many agree with Liz? How many of you are all about the candy tax? But not only that, you're doing this with their allowance as well.
Yeah, especially.
Is there a way? I'm asking the question this morning. Is there a way to teach them the idea of being financially responsible, taxes, and all that stuff? Without implementing such harsh, I don't know, measures?
I mean, is this harsh or is it more harsh when my children get a job and they get excited and they come home with, you know, 1/3 of it gone?
Right.
Right now, they're being easily coaxed into understanding that, hey, guess what? We take away from everything that you earn. I think it's a good way to get them to understand that you don't get everything for free. You just don't.
In Liz's defense, my first job was at PacSun, the mall at Grace Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be $90, and I came home with like $40-something,
mm-hmm.
and I was just dumbfounded.
Yep.
I couldn't figure out what happened.
You're like, I'm moving to Canada.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, for all right. sure.
We got a ton of responses to you being on with us this morning, Liz. By the looks of this, some people are totally for the candy tax and taking your kids' candy to teach them about taxes mm-hmm. and how the real world works. And then we have, looking at the messages here coming in, a handful of others that say,
You're a monster. Ridiculous. You're an absolute
to
monster.
To do this to young kids. Not to mention in Liz's house, this doesn't just apply to candy, but you're also doing this with the allowance.
Which I applaud. I mean, at least you're like following through, commit to the bit.
Yeah. Liz, do you have some time to just stay on the line with us while we take a quick break and come back?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Circle back to your phone calls and messages coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I just want to give everyone a quick update on what's going on with that Canandaigua dispensary owner. And they've been in some hot water legally for quite some time now.
Sure.
So the owner of that unlicensed cannabis dispensary in Canandaigua is ordered to pay millions of dollars. $9.5 million to be exact.
Oh, that is not pocket change right there.
No. George West, he was the owner of Jadanga 7.0 on Main Street in Canandaigua.
7.0, baby.
7.0. I hope he doesn't have six other locations in addition to, because yikers. And the Attorney General's office has fined him $9.5 million for selling cannabis without a license.
Oh, no.
And ignoring the notice to stop operations.
He kept doing it.
He was like, you know what? We're just gonna send it. He was so high and no idea what was going on. He was like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing?
420 somewhere, baby. Yeah. Smoke it if you got it. They're like, you're going to jail. So
big Kush girl over here.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah. Oh, my God. The ganja and I are
okay.
One.
Okay.
So basically, the Attorney General's office said the investigators were made aware of this selling without a license back in September of 2022. They went and said, hey, it's not the vibe. It's not going to fly. He's like, I don't know who you are. Show me your badge. They're like, we literally work for the government. So they seized over 200 pounds of cannabis and products. And according to investigators, it was recorded over $2.4 million in sales revenue from June of 2022 to October 2023. So now he's required to pay back.
Yeah. This is going to ruin your weekend. What are you going to do?
I know.
Where are you going to get the goods?
Where am I going to get my ganj? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. And the plug on Park Ave shut down, too. So.
What?
Yikers.
Did it really?
Everyone's like, weed's legal in New York. JK, every dispensary is shutting down because it's being illegally sold. So
this is not right.
Everything's fine. But I'm telling you right now, $9.5 million, nothing to wave a stick at for George West. So Jadanga 7.0. R.I.P.
He's going to start calling in some serious
favors. They literally were hauling ganja out in garbage bags. Like, I'm looking at the video right now, so.
This would be the perfect time to call the owner of Monroe's, ask to borrow some money.
Our queen. You look beautiful in orange. Listen, today is a very special day. I want to give a quick shout out, a birthday shout out to my brother, Max.
Hey, what's up, Max? Happy birthday, buddy. Way
absolutely
to get after it.
Absolutely iconic. He's 27 today, so shout out, Max.
Max is only 27?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thought he was pushing 35.
Oh. He's my younger brother. So.
I love you, buddy. Happy birthday, man.
Yes.
All right. Way to celebrate hard. You won't be doing it in Canandaigua.
No, you will not.
All right. It's Jadanga. It's called the Halloween candy tax. And Liz on the phone says she doesn't only do this for her kids' candy, but their allowance as well. And not everyone agrees with her this morning. We're going to get her back on the air with us. Take a quick listen to the call we had with her from earlier.
They're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life. Because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand. They get an allowance. They know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But they receive only $9. They're owed 12, but they get $9.
You tax their allowance?
Oh my God. That's hard up.
This mom is hardcore. How do you guys feel about it? 585-252-9800. We'll get to all of your messages and calls coming up next on the show. It's all about the Halloween candy tax. It's BXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. Liz was on the phone with us earlier. We have her on hold right now, but if you missed it, Liz says she not only withholds candy, Halloween candy, from her 7 and 10-year-old kids, but she also gives them an allowance and then taxes them on that as well.
We have a lot of people that are very passionate.
585-252-9800 is the number. Yes or no? Is this a good idea to tax your own children to teach them how the government works? If you missed it from earlier, here's a clip of Liz explaining how things are done in her household.
They're just already being raised with the idea that there's just no such thing as a free lunch in life. Because my kids are now 7 and 10 years old, so they're old enough to understand. They get an allowance. They know that at the end of the week, they get $12.
Yeah.
Okay. But they receive only $9. They're owed 12, but they get $9.
You tax their allowance?
Oh my God. That's hard up.
Yeah, she doesn't play around. She does not mess around. So we have so many messages on this, messages coming in. Breezy, give me a couple of people who either agree or disagree.
Yeah, this person says, is this woman for real? Cray cray. Let the kids be kids for a little while at least. This person asks the question, does she give it back during tax season?
This is a great question.
I know. It is a really great question. Johnny from Brockport's here and says, the candy tax thing is something parents are trying to keep a secret, Liz. Why are you exposing us on the radio? This person says, I actually think it's really cool that she's taxing her kids' allowance. The candy thing's a little stupid, in my opinion, but definitely setting them up for success. This person says, I don't even have kids of my own, but when I do, I might just adopt this idea. I was also raised in a very strict home, but most of my candy was taken away from me with no explanation or lesson involved. I was just told I didn't need it. If I had a lesson to be learned, maybe I wouldn't be so bitter about it now as an adult. That's from Dana.
I just want to see the look on her kids' faces when she's like, yes, you're owed 12, but here's 9. Or here's 12, and I'll take 3 back.
I do quasi agree. It is stupid and like it sucks, but like that is the reality. And
I get what she's doing.
Kind of softening the blow for when they actually work their first job.
Yeah, I totally get what she's doing.
You know,
let me pull Liz back up on the phone. I have her on hold, but I also have a couple people weighing in right now that I want to get to their calls.
Liz is like, I'm staying. I'm like, okay, perfect.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, morning, Moose and Breezy. This is Demi.
Hi, Demi.
You're on with us and you're on with Liz. What's your take on the candy tax?
Yeah. Let's put things into some perspective. Kids these days have plenty of time to learn about taxes and 401ks and mortgages and all that crap. I mean, my kid is 6 years old. And I'm sorry, but what parent in their right mind, no offense, Elizabeth, is going to give me a freaking
Liz.
Break?
Oh, Liz.
Her name's Liz.
Okay, Liz. You know, what parent's going to force their kid to pay taxes? I mean, kids have one responsibility right now at these young ages.
Right.
It's to have fun, to create memories, especially in holidays. Not to, like, become stressed out little, you know.
I'm not stressing my children out. They're having
candy. You're not stressing your children out? You said that your 7-year-old freaks out every time.
Oh, that is true.
And then I give my 7-year-old some sugar, and then they're fine.
You're not you when you're hungry.
So then you're appeasing them? How is that helpful? Because the real world doesn't do that. Now
it doesn't? By giving them consolation trophies? The real world doesn't appease children by letting everyone win? Really?
That's true, too.
I said when they become adults. Your whole point is that the whole taxes thing is to teach them when they become adults so you don't get free handouts.
So
how did you learn about taxes when you got your paycheck?
Handout to appease their child.
Yeah. How did you learn about taxes?
So as they grow up, what's that going to be? They're going to pull up the cigarette.
Wait, hold on, Demi, Liz. Let's.
Great.
Girls. Okay, Demi, the girls are fighting.
Okay, hold on. I got to break you guys up for a second. As entertaining as this is, I want to each give you a chance to voice your opinion here on this.
We're moderating a debate.
Demi, finish off your point of what you're saying.
I mean, I basically think that I made the point. This is not a productive way to actually teach your children about these things. Their brains are not even developed enough at this age. Right. Yes, once they're teenagers, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree that they should be taught financial responsibility and all of those sorts of things. But this is just a perfect way to screw your kids up.
It is.
Oh, my God.
You think it is?
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Well, I mean, screwing your kid up, you probably stick an iPad in their face at 4 years old, right? And they're pretty fast at functioning in technology. So I don't know what you think or how fast your children learn, but my children are pretty smart. So they're capable of learning about getting three less candies for Halloween and understanding that there's a compensation, okay? I don't know how you learned about your taxes.
Three less candies when we're talking about 2 pounds and you're taking 25% is not three less candies. Way to completely diminish the severity of what you are doing
to
these children.
You're obviously, like most parents, you know, you're making a big thing out of it when actually it's a positive thing. I'm not traumatizing my kids.
I'm making a big thing out of the fact that you are deflecting half of what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but
Cut their mics.
Hey, Liz.
Liz,
hold on a second.
Great,
you guys,
Elizabeth.
Hold on a second. Both of you, Demi and Liz. Otherwise, I got to cut your mic. I appreciate you guys coming on and voicing your opinion. I think we can agree at this point. Demi, you are totally against the candy tax on Halloween and taxing your kids' allowance. Liz, you're clearly all for it. It seems to be working for you. So carry on.
Oh, girls.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's a ridiculous thing. It's not actually going to teach them anything other than to resent their mother.
Hey, they're ridiculous. They don't resent me.
You're giving their
rich. Your children will be poor
as they get older.
Discuss it with your therapist.
Demi.
Because you're clearly affected. My children are great. They're responsible and financially sound by the time they're adults. Your children will probably still be working at some drugstore because they don't understand money.
This is getting personal.
Oh my God.
It wasn't supposed to, so I'm going to split you guys up.
Yep.
Liz, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much this morning.
Thank you, Liz,
for your take.
Thank you.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Oh, my Lord. Oh my God. Hey, Demi, are you there?
I am here.
Are you okay? I know this was a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? I'm fine. I mean, I feel sad for her children, honestly.
Those
kids are just not, she's not giving them an opportunity to be children. She's confusing them by the taking money away. And then that reward system with the sugar.
Yeah.
Like, it's just confusing.
I didn't know this was such a sensitive topic for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, does Liz really need to just take away her Kit Kat bars? That teach a really important lesson to them? I mean, here's the reality. Liz, if you're cheap and you need a few extra bucks to get your own candy, I can Venmo you. You let me know.
Oh, God, that's so selfless of you.
Thank you for calling in, Demi, too. This was awesome. Thank you so much for the phone call this morning. I'm going to let you go, but have a great Halloween, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye.
No, I was panicking. I was panicking there for a second. I was like, cut their mics. Cut it. Cut the show.
I had my finger on the bleep button the whole entire time. I'm like, oh, I'm sweating.
My favorite takeaway from that was to talk to your therapist about that.
I just didn't realize that this was such a triggering topic.
Well,
and we're talking about the Halloween candy tax. But let me, before we take a break and wrap up, get to some text.
So this person says, parent tax has always been around. Even when I was growing up, it was fair game for fries too. And I'm 33. My parents has always implemented this rule. It was all fun and games and not this serious. Not the 401ks coming out. Having her on the phone with other people was absolutely a terrible idea, guys. Bad judgment on your part. Yeah, well, we all live and we learn.
What are you going to do?
This person says, let kids be kids, teach them when they are teens and actually get ready for work. Guess what? My kids give us candy from Halloween. It's called mom and dad tax. We all share. And it looks more validating for other parents who are actually making a conversation about it than just taking it. Okay. All right.
Everyone's going to
be a parent on their own terms. You know what I mean?
So. Liz is going to walk into the office today and everyone's going to be like, yeesh.
We heard you on PXY.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up. Take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.